News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Been calls for extra rail services for hurling fans travelling to the Tip Cork All-Ireland Final. Barry Kenny, Chief Communications Manager at Inroad Éireann, have you been listening to those calls?
Well, Shane, I can assure you, it being an All-Ireland Final, we are absolutely planning to operate additional services. Obviously, the participating counties were only confirmed over the weekend, so we are working to arrange those services, hoping to have them available later in the week for booking. And basically, if we have the trains and the drivers, they will run. And it's and as I say, it's just simply going through the logistics of arranging those at this point of time. So, but yes, we will be operating additional services and expect them to sell out fairly instantly once we put them on sale.
What are the logistical challenges in doing this?
As I say, I mean, in simple terms, it's what trains do we have and what drivers do we have? And obviously, it's not a case of kind of the entire pool of drivers, for example, in the country, because drivers are trained specific to each route. We obviously have two counties that share the same route for a period of the journey.
Yeah.
In this instance, it's a moderately complicating factor, but nothing we haven't, I suppose, faced before. It's not unusual for two counties down that end of the country to be involved in an All-Ireland hurling final. So, as I say, what we have seen this year was a lot of very confident fans early up. I think after the Munster hurling final, actually the trains from Cork, Tip and Limerick indeed were sold out for the final. Obviously the Limerick fans had to cancel in the meantime, unfortunately for them, but it does show the type of demand that is there on an All-Ireland final day. We have flexible tickets as well, which means that people can book and cancel if their plans change, so obviously people were able to do that early booking with that, as was a little bit of a comfort as a backstop. But right now, as I say, we're working to operate as many special trains as possible. What we would like to do is, I suppose, kind of confirm them all, release them in a block, and as I say, hoping to be able to do that later this week, but we will confirm to fans as soon as we have the details.
When politicians call for extra trains to be put on, does it frustrate a little bit? Is it almost like you haven't thought of it yourselves?
And to be fair, like, I mean, politicians get representations from their constituents on all sorts of issues,
yeah.
And you know, they need to as well as kind of ensure that's passed on to us. And you know, we work very well with our elected reps through the years, but it does come from everywhere, and I can assure you, it doesn't need the call for us to start thinking and planning about it. But they are simply kind of passing on the concerns that they're getting raised. And look, you know, we have it as well. We want to maximise the number of people that can choose to travel with us and enjoy the final and enjoy the day out and not worry about traffic and not worry about having to book expensive hotels.
Some crack on that train when it starts going through the stations at Tipperary, at Thurles and so on, with all the Cork fans and the Tip fans joining them.
Well, you'll have that for the scheduled services, of course, but for the specials, they will be specific to each county.
See,
and that's not,
okay.
But to me, that's not a security issue or anything like that.
No.
I mean, GAA supporters, it's not like what we see across the water in Premier League and things like that. So it's part of the atmosphere, and it's part of the atmosphere indeed in the station in Houston when everybody comes in. So good banter. Obviously, always or often there's somebody quite silent on the way back, but that's sport.
That is sport. Yeah. Barry Kenny, Chief Communications Manager at Inroad Éireann, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.